Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
All right, you're listening to the OC podcast, the Overseas Connection podcast, episode 430, July 15th, 2017. This is a gaming podcast for mature gamers of a sort. Today's episode is brought to you by the letters R and W, apparently, because there's our assistant hosts all are W's, I noticed today. So my name's Nicole Radowski, letter R. And with us tonight is Kim Witt.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, you know, not bad. I've got my beer, and I'm here with you all, so hey. And it's Saturday. It's a good night, so.
Cheers. I have my beer, too. I'm going to need it.
We're all getting liquored up.
All right, and also with us tonight is my dear sweet Mark.
Hello. First time hosting for you, Nicole.
Yeah. Pardon?
First time hosting for you, so, yeah. All the best for tonight.
Yeah, I know. No God pressure. Help us all. No, I had notes and stuff, but I was talking to Jason earlier, and he's like, swing it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to wing it. So,
you do whatever you want. You're the boss. Yeah.
Yep. You can do it.
Yep, that's it.
You can do it. Yes. Now I'm going to have that little gift in my head. Thanks.
I do what I can.
Yeah. So what's been going on with you guys? We'll start with Kim.
Oh, you know, same old, same old. You know, the house building simulator 2017 continues. You know, we picked up a range hood the other day. Dad got all the upper cabinets put up. I've been looking at backsplashes and tile and, oh, dear Lord. There's just so much stuff. It's almost crazy. So, you know, I'm hoping... Now, I know I've said this on previous podcasts, but I'm hoping if everything comes in next week to get the gas connected, I'm moving in next weekend. It's my birthday. I think it's a good time. So,
and you deserve it.
Let's hope.
You know, we were going to move in December.
Yeah.
February.
March, April, May, you know. First week in July, and here it is, you know, almost the third week in July, and for, you know, not there yet, but hopefully. You'd be surprised how much it takes to get, you know, the stuff to hook a gas line together. People apparently seem to think you're going to blow the house up. If you're not some sort of licensed contractor or something, it's just not going to happen. The Home Depot guy looked at Dad like he was crazy when Dad was asking him where the stuff was. So,
yeah, we had a house extension about 12 years ago now. And mm-hmm. The actual building went up really, really quickly. It was all the inside stuff, all the finishing stuff. Like you say, getting the gas meter moved and all the new gas line laid in and that. That took forever. So the actual building itself went up in no time. But yeah, there's a lot of little stuff you don't realize.
Right. Yeah.
If your dad can do it, more power to him. Because me personally, not touching anything to do with a gas line.
No, me neither. But he can do it. Hell, I don't know how many hot water heaters and stuff like that he's hooked up over the years. So we've got a friend of ours that calls every once in a while, checks in on things. He is sure that Dad's going to miss something and blow the house up. So I'm like, you've been doing this forever. I have faith in you. So
lovely vote of confidence there. Right? Thanks.
Right? I was like Dad said, he's like, it's not like I'm not going to have the gas company stop in and check everything out before we fire it up to make sure that, you know, there's no leaks or anything anywhere. But oh yeah. He's pretty sure something's going to go wrong. I'm like, well, thank you. That's my new house, you know. I don't really want it to blow up.
Me either. You've waited too long for this.
Right?
Right. Anything else going on in your neck of the woods?
Random kittens are being spotted around my house. I think people are dropping them off and leaving, but I'm not sure. So...
kittens spawn nearby.
Yeah, right? So, you know, if you're the one driving by and throwing kittens out at my house, would you please stop? I have plenty, thanks. You know.
Is that similar to a monster spawn in Minecraft, and you got a kitten spawn?
I've got kittens coming from everywhere, and, you know, I have no idea who they belong to, but suddenly they just show up, and I'm like, okay. I guess it could be worse. At least it's not like badgers or, you know, sharks or something, so I'll take it.
So, speaking of sharks, have y'all seen that all the Sharknado movies are on Netflix?
Well, oh, dear Lord.
I tried watching the first one, and I had to turn it off. It was just absolutely shocking.
Oh, they're ridiculous. They're just utterly ridiculous, which is what makes them so fun.
True.
All right, Mark, anything going on in your neck of the woods?
No, pretty boring week, really. Not really watched any decent movies, not really done much. I did appear on the Respawn Kings podcast a couple of days ago. We did Game of Thrones preview, sort of like getting ready for the new season, which starts tomorrow. So yeah, that was okay. They did it via Discord though, and the connection on it wasn't brilliant, and I was having loads of audio issues, and it was really hard. So I haven't listened to the final podcast yet, so I don't know how it's all linked together. I don't know if it's come out any good, but yeah, recording it was a bit of an experience.
Okay, I'm gonna let you guys know it is raining here, so if I do disappear, because every time I'm on a podcast I have serious thunderstorms. I don't know what the connection is. But if I disappear, you guys are hosting. Just FYI.
Okay.
But I was looking forward to giving it a listen, Mark. I know that they've asked before for us to do it. And I've actually volunteered 2 or 3 times. And I never end up getting to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe one time. I'm going to... I'm considering getting HBO again, but I want to wait until, like, later, towards the end, and then I'll just binge-watch it all.
Yeah.
So,
are you looking forward to Game of Thrones? Kim, do you watch it?
Yeah, well, I'm a little behind, but yeah, I've watched it, and I've read all the books. So, I'm ready.
Kim gave me the books, actually, to borrow and read, so that's actually how I got into it. It's Kim's fault.
Yeah. Well, at least it's something good this time and not something terrible, you know.
It wasn't 50 Shades of Grey, we're good. No.
No. I tried reading. I'm embarrassed to say that. I tried reading that, but I just got aggravated. I don't think I made it through 30 pages before finally I threw the book, and I'm like, yep, nope.
Well, say aggravated.
Not for me.
That's a different word for it.
Aggravated me to no end. I'm like, these are not real people. Yeah.
Yeah, when you have characters that you can't, you just can't fathom the reality of them, then no, it is a hard read. Because I started reading it because I got it from another friend. She's like, oh, you got to read this. And I'm like, this book's crap. Oh, no. And then they made a movie. And I was like, no, that's even worse.
Yeah, right?
But, all right, Mark, anything else?
No, that's about it, really. Pretty boring week for me.
You did have a boring week.
Yeah, really boring week, yeah.
I know, and I haven't been on in almost a month, if not more. Because I have been gone, seriously gone. We went to the Walking Dead, one of their...
remember that.
Yeah, little conventions up in Nashville. I took both my kids for the first time. That was their first Walking Dead thing, and we got to meet quite a few people up there. It was a lot of fun. I haven't had that much fun. I mean, and they're so nice. Everybody on that show is so stinking nice. We told Michael Cudlitz that we call him our strawberry teddy bear, me and my daughter. And he's like, I can still live with that. That's cool. And gave us a big hug. I was like, I was totally
awesome
the whole time.
I'm kind of jealous
so
now.
Cool, though. And got to meet Morgan. So Lenny. Lenny James is amazing, so sweet, and he was talking to Sean. He gave Michaela a nice big hug. It was really super sweet, and just really nice people. So I've done that. Then we went to Michigan. Yay, Michigan! That I could totally live there. The water, they have beaches, like actual honest to God beaches, like you'd find at the ocean, but not salt water, because I hate salt water.
Mm-hmm.
The lakes are that big. It looks like an ocean anyway, doesn't it, apparently?
Yes, there are parts. We have this thing in my family, because my dad's from Michigan, where I'm only missing two lakes. And it's the same two lakes that my kids are now missing. So I'm going to go I'm going to go out of my way to try and get to them. But it's starts with an O. I can't think of right now. Erie is one of them, so we're going to hit Erie eventually. But we hit Huron, Michigan, and Superior. From Superior, you can barely see the coastline of Canada.
Yeah.
And if you're right there on the beach, you are making an international phone call or text because it picks up all the Canada signals. So I was like, sorry, Dad.
You could have met up with Fraser.
Nah, I can't swim that far. And the mosquitoes there are friggin' like B-52 bombers. They are gigantic, gigantic critters. But we went all over there, got to see lots of beaches, spend some time at the lake, which was a little cooler than I was expecting. Not my kind of water, but I couldn't get the kids out. They loved it. They had a blast. We went on a dune buggy ride in these big old sand dunes, which my kids have never done before, and they had a blast. And everybody was really nice. We had a really good time. And then I've been coming home and binge-watching Criminal Minds because I can. It's all 12 seasons or whatever are on Netflix. So I've been watching the hell out of that one.
Nice.
It's been cool. I've noticed funny things about it, though. Like, there's like 5 people that have played criminals on there. Or victims that are from The Walking Dead. They can't seem to get a cop car or a cop uniform correct. They had the Tennessee State Police were in red, white, and blue cars, and the Tennessee State Police are actually in these ugly pale yellow and brown cars. So I was cracking up. Just some of the little oddities. They did an episode in Huntsville, supposedly, and the town that they were investigating was only a few miles away, when in reality it's like 15 or 20. So it's just little things like that I've been noticing. They've hit Austin, Nashville, Atlanta, a couple of places that, you know, I would totally recognize and wouldn't have a problem with. But anyway, so I guess we need to move on because that's what's happened in our lives lately. So... Okay, so since we are a community, right, and we've been doing all these fun things on our own, and we also do gaming together, we'd like to share, and yes, we're going a little bit out of turn, a speak pipe from Greg and Robin, because Robin has come to the United States.
Take two.
And he's come to visit
the first podcast, the first thing that we recorded was absolutely...
Greg, which is why they've left me to host this show, and God help us all. So, Mark, if you'd play that for us.
Yep, and I'll also put a couple of pictures up of the happy couple.
Okay,
take two. Oops.
The first podcast, or the first thing that we recorded, was absolutely brilliant.
It was lovely.
It was class.
Yeah.
And we were talking about nice things, like right. Greg DeLess, he's a nice fella.
Robin Tate's a nice guy. No raping.
No, there wasn't any raping. There's nothing to do but soap in the showers and Alcatraz.
Right, yep. Alcatraz, so, yeah. Walking the mile.
But unfortunately, Greg didn't record it or didn't save it. So
Reset it. We
had to do this all again.
Oops.
So we are in the same
time
vicinity,
zone.
The time zone and vicinity of the same room.
We have drank tonight. We have closed the bar.
Closed.
Yeah.
No more drink left, so we thought we'd have to phone you for God's
sake.
So, Nicole, I hope you're recording the podcast, or whoever's doing it, I hope you're doing it well.
Yes.
We don't miss you in the slightest.
Not at all.
We're having a great time.
Yes.
In San Francisco, the city of brotherly love. So, good night.
Good night. God bless. Have a great show.
Bye.
Love you guys.
I would like to say I love them.
Yeah. I thought that was quite tame to what I was expecting. I was expecting something completely incoherent and them absolutely sozzled, but yeah.
I know, especially when you stick Greg with Robin, and those two can drink like fish. Yeah.
So apparently
actually was pretty tame.
Yeah, apparently the American Irish Mexican relations have improved. I don't think we could build a wall anymore.
No, it's just a bigger boat.
Yeah.
All right, and since we, like I said, this is a community, and it's all about gaming and having a good time. we're going to talk about our games played lately. We'll start with ladies first, so Kim and Mark. Just
kidding, Mark. I was waiting for my name, to be honest, because I know what you guys are like.
We'll start with Kim and our games played.
Not really much of anything. I've got Clash of Clans and, of course, House Builder Simulator 2017 because, well, I threw Clash of Clans in there because I guess it is technically a game, but really I haven't played anything. I've been so busy trying to get this house done and everything else, and it just, there's no time. So, yeah, Clash of Clans, it's, yeah, Clash of Clans. I like the new, what they call that, the Builder, I don't know what you call it. Builder Village, I think is what it's called.
Builder Village.
That is kind of neat, I have to say. When they first threw it on there, I'm like, oh god, it's another place I have to keep track of and build shit in. But, I kind of enjoy it. It's kind of a scaled down version of your actual little village. So, it's been kind of neat. And I like the little robotic builder contraption guy that goes along with you in your little battles. So that's been kind of neat.
Oh, like Yeah, because he goes and smashes the crap out of stuff.
Yeah. He's kind of your extra little,
he's like
secret weapon, I guess you want to call it.
Like a trebuchet, a rolling trebuchet, but
with a hammer. Exactly.
Yeah, he's cool. I like him, too.
So, yeah, Clash of Clans, the new little builder village. I give it a thumbs up. It's pretty neat. So, like I said, other than working on the house, that's about it. So,
you win that house. Yeah.
I know, right? It'll be like the Winchester house. People, I'll be well into my 80s and we'll be still adding shit to it, There won't be any like weird doors or tunnels. It'll just be we're adding shit. Oh, look, I added another piece to the backsplash today, I swear to God.
It's not that bad.
I hope not. There are days I wonder. But that's it for me. So,
Mark, you've played a game that I never finished and it's on my Yolg list.
What? The Murdered Soul Suspect?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I finished it this week.
Did you?
Gameplay-wise, it's not exactly taxing, but the actual story, and it drew me in. I quite enjoyed it. I didn't know what to expect. I've heard people slag it off, and I heard people, like yourself, say you're quite enjoying it. Yeah, I thought it was quite neat. It was a different take on it. It was. I felt like Patrick Swayze half the time. I think like you were in Ghost, but it was quite cool. And I did some of the little side missions as well to try help people determine why they'd been killed or why they were dead and help them ascend and everything. So it was really neat.
I like the storyline on that one too.
Yeah. I'm obviously not going to give away the plot twist, but the ending was quite a surprise, and finding out who the killers were, that was a really good twist. So I wasn't expecting it. I should have seen it coming from the start off with the area it's set in, but I didn't. So really neat.
They say hindsight's 20/20.
So I finished that. I did my Yolg on it, and then really, the only other two games I've been playing are the Old Faithfuls. I went back to some Elite Dangerous. I've not played that for a long time. So I played some more Elite Dangerous. I'm just trying to keep the video up now, because we've lost Kim, so the video's all screwed up.
I thought I heard something. I don't have everything where I can see it right now.
Yeah. So, I haven't played it for quite a long time, so I've not done the Commander's bit or anything. So I created my own, what I call a Hollow Me. So it's basically your own avatar. You can make it look as pretty or as ugly as you want. So so I created that, and I've done a bit more travelling. And in the game, there's something called Engineers, where you can upgrade certain things, like your weapons or your engines. So I had to travel 60 light-year jumps to this place to get this certain item to come all the way back again to give to this engineer so she'd at least let me work, so she could do the engines. So it physically took me 45 minutes real time to get there and 45 minutes to get back. But it's been worth it because I've upgraded my engines now, so they're a lot better. I can travel further on jumps. So that's about it on Elite, really. And then the other game I played is the one everyone's talking about, which is PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
I've been neglecting listening because I've been on travel and I can't listen to our show in front of my kids.
Yeah.
But I noticed you guys play a crap ton of this game. So yeah. Because I haven't been informed exactly what it is, will you go ahead and explain it in full to me?
Yeah. It's basically a battle royale game. So you start from a lobby and it gathers everyone together. And then once it's got 100 people or as near to 100 people as it can get on the server, it then puts you all in a massive aeroplane, like the big army people carrying things. I don't know what you call it, B-52s or whatever, I don't know. And then you go over this little island and then you can jump out whenever you want. So everyone jumps out at different points and you're best jumping out where it's quieter than everywhere else, so it gives you time to get some gear. Because when you land, you have nothing. You've just got the clothes on your back, if you wish to wear clothes, that is. Chinny likes to go naked, so that's just
Chinny. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
He is Jesus.
He created the Underpants Brigade, so we did some games in his underwear. But yeah, so once you land, you have to go into the buildings and you have to find your weapons and also some armour. You can get police vests, you can get backpacks to carry more ammunition in, you can get helmets to protect your head. And they come in three different levels. Level 1, which is a basic. Level 2, which is not bad. And level 3, which is a best. So if you get a level 3 helmet and level 3 vest, you're pretty much armoured up.
Okay, is this something like similar to the other game you and Defoe and I used to play?
It's similar to Rust.
Because everybody starts off naked, apparently.
Yeah, the main difference with Rust is once you're in Rust, you can be established. And once you're established, anyone new coming into it, they don't pretty much stand a chance. Where this, once the round is over, that's it. You're back to square one and you start again with nothing. So everyone is on a level playing field every time. So once you've got your, you found your weapons and your armour, depending if you're playing solo or as a team, the objective is to stay alive and be the last one alive, or if you're in a team, be the last team alive. It doesn't matter if one of you is dead, as long as one of your team is the last person standing, then you win. So the way it works is there's a circle appears on the map, and this limits the play area, and it gives you a warning, a 3-minute countdown warning. And another blue circle will start closing in on that white circle. And if you're outside of that blue circle, you can see it's like a white glistening wall. It'll start knocking health off you. So it forces everyone to be into a smaller area. And once that circle's shrunk to that point, after a short period of time, it'll shrink again and shrink again and again until it's really small and people have got no choice but to congregate together, and then you're battling it out big time. And it gets really, really tense. And there's so many funny moments in this game. I've still yet to have a win. All the other guys have had a win. I haven't had a win yet. But that doesn't bother me one bit, because it's such a fun game and you have such a laugh playing it.
It sounds cool. It's really good. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And like the level playing field thing.
Yeah. And like Rust, it is in early access still at the moment, but they are giving it a lot of support. It is getting a weekly update. Like yesterday, I had to give it a 1.4 gigabyte update. That's how big the update was. And it has been running a lot smoother now. They've improved the, compatibility with PCs. I can't remember the word for it now. It's gone out of my head. Yeah, so it's running... it's running better, and the good. Oh, that's it, optimization. So they're optimizing it better and better each time as they progress. They wanted to get the basics down first, which they've done, and now they're doing the optimization. So yeah, there's loads of us playing it. We have a WhatsApp group, we have a Discord channel, specially for this, with his own chat channel, so when we're in-game we can chat away to each other. And it is such a laugh. So.
And this is PC only?
It is PC only at the moment. It is coming to Xbox One as a game preview game later on this year. I think September's been rumoured. So I'm sure Greg and I are going to be picking this up on the Xbox as well.
Greg and I.
You know,
I don't know, you might get kicked to the curb for Bongo.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it for me.
I know, because I've been gone, and you would figure with my kids visiting their dad in California, being with their dad in California, I would totally be gaming, but I've been binge-watching TV and playing handheld games on my phone. That's it. So I played Township, and I started an OC podcast. I don't know what they call it on there. Co-op. They call it a co-op. So if anybody plays that Township game and wants to look for the OC podcast on there, they can. And also by the same group is Gardenscapes. And that game frustrates the crap out of me. They only give you like 50 little coins at a time, but you'll waste probably a good 100 lives trying to get one puzzle done because they make the puzzles so hard. But here I am, level 70-something, and still playing, because even though it frustrates me, I know I'm going to beat it.
Yeah.
And then with it, you do those little puzzles, and it gives you a point, and then you take those points and use them to do something in your garden. So you own a mansion and fix this little garden up, which that whole part right there is stupid. But the puzzles are cool. And of course, still playing Boom Beach, still hanging out with the guys and gals that are on there, so we still have that little group. And then playing our Clash of Clans. So, speaking of Clash, we had a war last week, in the middle of the week, or maybe it was just before Bongo left. Because it was Stan, Fraser's kid, started a war, like included everybody in the entire clan, those of us who always opt out of wars. He just started a whole war, and we're like, you'll be hanging out and doing that one by yourself. And at the very end, everybody's decided, oh, well. And we all ended up, we lost by one point. Everybody ended up playing anyway. But, like, the whole group got in there. It was, like 60 or something, I think, was the maximum on this one, or 30. I don't remember. But yeah, Clash, we're still playing it, too, so we have a group there as well. Well, sorry, I'm having to...
Yeah, it's all right. I need to keep the video footage going as well, because with Kim dropping off a call, all the camera feeds are all to cock, so... We'll keep going.
Yeah, she said that her gerbils took too much meth and all crashed. And that she hopes to be back on in 5 minutes, which was 7 minutes ago. But we know how that works here, so, you know, whatevs. So instead of doing what we were going to do, we'll go back. Oh, look who's just popped online. I will have to tell y'all about, just to kill time, this beer. Can you see this beer? Because I can't see us. This is called Leinenkugels. It's Summer Shandy. It's a summer beer. You add lemon juice to this, it's freaking phenomenal. My uncle got me started on this. So here I am, every time I'd go to the store, I'd buy it. Yeah, I have no idea what they're barking at. None. Thunder. They're probably barking at thunder. And once one goes off, the other goes off. Or that skunk's back. So I apologize to all those that have to hear my dogs bark like crazy animals, but they are.
It makes a change. It's usually my lot of barking. But they've been.
We had a skunk last night at like 1 something in the morning, and little bit Misha, she just went ballistic. And so I thought she just needed to go outside and go bark at whatever. So I opened the door, and I got slapped in the face with all that skunk smell. And I'm like, oh, come back in the house. It stinks. And then she wouldn't quit barking the rest of the night because she was like, burr, burr. I was like, oh, God, that thing must have been in the cornfield behind us. It was hideous. All right. I'm going to, well, we'll just go on to the news while we're waiting on Kim to join us.
Oh, look what's in the news. The best game ever.
Oh, yes,
ever.
You're... what is the PU for?
Player Unknowns is the guy who's created it. Originally, he did the H1Z1 mod from Armour, and then he did that King of a Kill one, which is basically the same thing. It's like another battle royale. But then he's branched off and created his own studio to make this game. So yeah, it's been called Player Unknown's Battlegrounds for some reason. But yeah, so yeah, the guy's actual name is Player Unknown. But they're introducing a first person mode. There is an option in the game to actually go first person if you want to, but everybody uses third person because you have an advantage. You can crouch down at a window in the crouch position, and you can move a mouse around, and you can look through the window without physically putting your body in the sights of your enemy. But the first person one is exactly what it says. You're in first person mode, like your Call of Duty's, your Titanfalls and everything. And it's going to have its own dedicated server, so this is more for the hardcore players. And a lot of Twitch streamers, they do custom games where it's only first person, and they are quite exciting, and it is a lot harder, and you have to be more careful. It says in this article, actually, Player Unknown, his name is Brendan Green, and is from Irish Mexico. He's from Ireland. He's saying that it's not as easy as flipping a switch when it comes to first-person servers, but it's come bearing good news. It appears that this month's update, likely out in 2 weeks' time, will include a field of view slider and the anticipated and often requested first-person servers. So, yeah, that's going to be good news for us guys, because we can play either or.
Now, with that first-person view, that's just like your hand or something?
Yeah. You can't see your body. You just got your hand and your weapon with your iron sights.
Yeah, that's the mode my kids like the most, is first-person. Yeah. I'm third, but I'm used to playing Gears.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know.
I reckon you would love this game. It's a lot of fun.
You say that, but I don't have a PC.
Well, that's a problem.
I do all this on whatever this piece of crap is. And
older PCs will struggle at the moment because it's in its early stages. It's not fully optimised. It might probably struggle running it, but it's coming to Xbox soon, so no excuse.
We'll see. All right. And then also in the news is the original Half-Life gets a patch 19 years after release. You heard me. 19 years after release, but they said that it probably has nothing to do with Half-Life 3. The original Half-Life was released in 1998 and has all of a sudden had this small update out of the blue that's got everybody asking, you know, why? Notably, they have put in, like, your little notes that say that they fixed this and fixed that and this bug and whatnot. All have thank yous to people that reported them. And that was one of the oddities that they noticed in there.
So it's taken them 19 years to fix it.
Huh?
It's taken them 19 years to fix it.
It's not even that. That's one of the things that the article says, is that they don't even know why they did it. They were insignificant bug fixes.
Yeah. Yeah, hardly.
So it was just odd all in general that they did that. And nobody's made any comments about why they did it, just that here we are doing this bug fix after 19 years. But, you know, eventually someone will say, hey, this is why we did it.
Yeah.
And they're hoping it has something to do with Half-Life 3, which will be released in, what, 2576 or something? No, I'm just kidding.
I know there was a fan-made game by a modder, which is they basically took the Half-Life game and redid the assets. I think it's called Black Mesa. I think I've got that on a Humble Bundle somewhere. I've not played it yet. So it's got a lot of support from the modding community anyway. Hadley Dan's put that the patch does bugger all, so it's weird.
It doesn't surprise me that Harley Dan's would be into it.
If it's PC related, Hadley Dan knows about it.
Right?
Yep.
All right, we've got Kim back, sort of.
Sort of. My internet is still acting funky, so my webcam is not working, and I can't bring up Twitch. So, you know, Nothing like flying blind.
At least
you're tell me about it. I haven't brought up Twitch yet because I can't multitask, apparently. I had all these notes in there. They've gone to the shitter, so I just let it go.
Yep.
So, but yeah. You can at least read our notes, right?
Yes, I've got Drive on the phone, so we're good there.
All right. Well, you came back just in time, because we're going to do things a little out of order, and as we discussed earlier, we're going to go ahead and do, since we were discussing games and news and stuff, we're going to do the new releases, which I don't know if I even bothered to check that for today.
I did it, I think.
Okay.
Yes.
Way to go, Mark.
Yeah. I know. He's
on the ball. I'm telling you.
It was reading it then.
That would be me. So our new releases for July 15th through July 21st are After Grinder for the PC on July 18th, Yonder the Cloud Catcher Chronicles for the PS4 on the 18th, Aporia the Valley Beyond for the PC on the 19th, Layton's Mystery Journey, Catriel and the Millionaire's Conspiracy for the iOS and Android on the 20th, Lone Echo for the PC on the 20th, and Splatoon 2, I got ahead of myself, for the Switch on the 21st. And those are
I'm very
releases.
Excited about that.
You say, I figured there was going to be quite a few that were going to be excited for that one.
Well,
it is a pretty popular game.
Splatoon. And I don't own a Switch, but I want to.
Yeah. And look at that, my camera is back, so...
Just as I followed all the cameras, you just go mess them up again.
Yeah, like, mine's doing weird things. Alright, and if you'll continue with our monthly freebies?
Sure! Our monthly freebies for the Games with Gold for July of 2017. Freebies. For the Xbox One, Grow Up, available July 1st to the 30th on the Xbox One, of course. Runbo, available July 16th through August 15th, also on the Xbox One. For the 360, which, yes, it's the 15th, so we have Kane and Lynch 2, that is available July 1st through the 15th, and Lego's Pirates of the Caribbean will be available July 16th through the 30th. For our PS Plus games for the month of July, we have Until Dawn for the PS4, Game of Thrones for the PS4, Tokyo Jungle for the PS3, Darkstalkers Resurrection for the PS3. Elemental for the PS Vita. Don't Die, Mr. Robot, for the PS Vita, which is also a cross-buy for the PS4. Those are our freebies for the month of July.
Anybody looking forward to anything in particular on those freebies? Because I know I'm looking forward to that Lego Pirates. That game was hilarious.
I played that. I had it on disc on 360, and I loved that one. That was one of my favorite Lego games.
Mine too.
The comedy.
Here I am, my age, and I will play the hell out of that Lego game because
I'm going to play it again. Yeah, I think I've got a full 1,000 points in that. But yeah, Until Dawn on the PS4. I'm looking forward to playing that as well. I've always wanted to play that. I've nearly bought it so many times in a sale, and I've held off, and I'm glad I've held off. Yeah, I'm gonna give that a go soon, hopefully.
I just have to say, I like the name of Don't Die, Mr. Robot. You know.
Don't Die, Mr. Roboto. Is the Game of Thrones one of those like Telltale ones?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
is
the
it?
Full season of yeah.
The full Wait. Season?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I only played season one.
Yeah. Because I've already got this on the Xbox One as well, so.
I think mine's on Xbox as well. I wasn't sure.
I remember a couple of years ago I bought that Telltale bundle where you got all of them together.
So, Kim, while you were gone, we covered the news, which was weird.
Awesome. And,
yes, and we've discussed games and upcoming stuff. So now we're going to do podcast trivia because Jason Johnson has sent it to me directly. And I love him. He is so sweet for doing this for us. He even sent me a DM to make sure I got it all. I'm like, yes, I have it. It took forever, though, because he sends me a DM, and like, we have 5 minutes of conversation, and then it finally shows up in my inbox. I'm like, well, great.
All right, now everybody get settled. Get away from the windows. Now look, good. It's time for the quiz. Yeah, you know what? Oh, too bad. Tough.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. Yep, Fraser loves that. And he goes mad if I don't play it.
Kim's now Fraser. Yeah. You're Fraw.
I'm Fraw. Yes.
Like Frau Kim?
Yeah, there you go.
All right, get your fingers poised. No cheating.
I need to do a countdown timer, don't I, for sound effects.
And I'm going to tell you, if you guys can't answer the second question, I'm going to beat the shit out of both of you. I just need
you
to
answer it.
Uh-oh.
Beat the crap out of us. Awesome.
I love you guys, really.
Violence.
That's what got the video games are, right? Violence? Hello?
Pretty
no,
much.
They're not. All right, so what is the name of Sub-Zero's clan from Mortal Kombat? Oh, is it A, I'm really hating him for me having to speak Japanese words. Shirai Ryu, I don't know. B, Hasashi. C, Baihan. Or D, Lin, is that Kui? I don't know.
Lin, I've not really played Mortal Kombat, so I have no idea anyway. I only just know who Sub-Zero is. I didn't even know he had a clan.
I don't play Mortal Kombat, so this would have been totally lost on me. Uh-huh. So, A, Shirai Ryu, B, Hasashi, C, Bihan, or D, Lin Kui.
All right, I'm ready.
Answers now.
I'm picking the one you can't say, so you have to say it again.
Okay, Mark, you extra suck. And I'll tell you why. His D was the answer.
Hey,
I'll be damned. The Nicole luckiness has rubbed off on me.
I'm telling you. All right, like I said, I will beat the crap out of both of you if you do not get this one.
It must be a Gears question then.
Right?
How did I guess?
Number two. Misha, you don't know the answer, so quit barking. Augustus Cole from Gears of War franchise was a professional thrash ball player before E-Day. Which of these was the team he played for? Oh. A, the Cougars, B, the Death Eaters, C, the Cobras, or D, the Spikers?
All right.
Misha, that's not the answer.
Are you sure?
A, the Cougars, B, the Death Eaters, C, the Cobras, or D, the Spikers?
I'm ready for the kick for you to shoot. All right, kick the
answers
shit out of me.
Now. All right. Thank you. I don't have to kill anybody.
Thank God.
I wasn't too sure, but I remember in one of the maps you actually play in, one of the horde maps you actually play in the stadium, don't you? And yep. I remember the sign for it, so.
Yep. Well, I always remembered because that was my high school alma mater, so we were the Cougars, and I thought that was funny. But the picture that they show on one of the T-shirts or the football jerseys that he can wear, it's black like a jaguar. So, which they're the same family, but still, it always, because they were, I think their colors were black, blue, and white. And the fact that I know that means I play Gears of War way too much. Way too much. Oh, yeah, because they have a little cutout of him in the grocery store when you're walking through, and you can go, and he does that little, you can press on it, hit the X button, and it'll say a little jingle that he has because he's, you know, doing some product thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you both got that one correct. I'm very, very happy. So, thank Mark, God. You have 2 points. Yay. Kim has one.
Yay.
I have zero. I don't know what the rest of anybody else has, but it's all good.
Hardly Dan's put in the chat, lucky I'm not on, Nicole would have put a hit out on me, because I don't think you knew that.
I probably would have.
Yeah.
Probably would have. He should have known that. He's played with us.
Yeah.
And that's part of being in this community, is we do all these fun things together and get to joke and crack on each other about them. That's why I gave you guys such a hard time about it. Like, there's no way you can't know this. As much time as we invested in Gears, there's
right?
no way. It had to be back there somewhere in the back of that brain. Yeah. You just have to dust off a cobweb or two. All right, so we're going to move on to events and happenings, because as we speak of community stuff,
There's some golf clubs happenings. Do you want me to go through that?
Yeah. Well, you're reading PAs too, you know that, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, recently, the Golf Club 2 came out, and a lot of our community were well into the Golf Club. We had a lot of challenges back in the day on the podcast.
Yes.
And this is sort of like resurrected now. So, the Real Default has set up the VG Hub Society. So if you've got the Golf Club 2 on Xbox One, join the VG Hub Society and make sure you got the Real Default on your friends list. And he's doing a regular weekly challenge. We've had two challenges already this past week. The first challenge, the winner was Womble. In second place was Orte84, and then in third place was Real Default. Fourth was Murphy's Law, and fifth was Taffman. The second round we had an extra person play, which was me, but it didn't really make much difference to the standings because Womble won that one as well. Orty came second, Greg, very own Murphy's Law, came third, the Taffman came fourth, Real Defo came fifth, and I saved the Real Defo from a wooden spoon because I came last with a whopping, a whopping plus 29, whereas Womble got a plus 5. So...
Well, Womble's an overachiever, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, my excuse is I'm not the best golf player or gaming golf player, and Greg bought the game, not me, so I'm just joining.
I don't know if I could play the game.
I've done a bit of practice since then, and I've got a little bit better. And I even squashed a squirrel on the putting green in practice mode, which was funny.
Those pictures were hilarious.
So, yeah.
Right? First of all, I want to know how you can... I mean, you, like, just tapped the ball. Like, it was like you had a putter and were doing that 1 foot into the hole kind of a tap.
Yeah.
And that squirrel just keeled over and died. I was rolling laughing.
It was a really old squirrel.
Yeah, so.
He had a heart attack.
Right. The ball coming at it, and it just like, you know.
If you get a chance on the Xbox One, check on my feed and Mechanics on Xbox One. Check on my activity feed, and you'll see the video I've shared and the picture of this squirrel. Because like we were saying, the ball just rolls up to him, and then he puts his hands out and goes splat straight on the deck. So
did you kill two? Because it looked like there was bodies stacked on one another.
No, I only killed one. They don't call me Kim.
He just had a fat tail.
I used a golf club, not a shotgun. So, getting back to the game, Gary set up a third challenge now, so there's another one out there. So join the society, check out the latest challenge we've got on there, get playing it, and then next week we'll shout out whoever's been on it and read out who came first and read out that I came last again.
You like holding down that last place.
No one's taking that wooden spoon off me.
There you go. And do we have any volunteers for the play dates for Sundays at 7 p.m. UK, 2 p.m.
No, I think they've been a bit sporadic lately because most of us, i.e. me and Fraser, have been playing nothing but PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. So if you've got a PC and you've got PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, just hit me or Fraser up on Steam and join in the fun with that. So I'm sure we'll be playing that tomorrow as well. Unless you've got another game lined up for tomorrow.
I'm working tomorrow. I've actually do... Because you guys know I used to have a painting studio. I'm actually doing a ladies' night and going to show them how to paint, a whole group of them. And get paid for it, so, you know.
Nice. Well, there you go.
Well, it's donations. So they're donating money for supplies. That's how that works.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I would. But even still, the fact that we have such a beautiful gaming community, the Overseas Connection is not lacking in friends. So anybody that wants to play anytime is... hit any of us up.
Yeah.
We have Discord. We have the Xbox and the PlayStation groups. We have Twitter, Facebook. just say, hey, you know, I'm getting online at such and such time. Anybody want to join me? And I'm sure someone will reach out to you. I know that I play a lot of Gears, and I usually play by myself, so I'll just repeat stuff over and over again. I'll play a lot of Halo by myself because usually nobody plays that anymore. But I know there are a few of you out there who have asked in the past to play. So hit us up. We're always looking for a game. I mean, that's the whole point of the community, is to get together and play together. So, Mark.
Yes.
Let's go on with our victories achieved. And while you do that, I'm going to step out for a sec.
Yep. So, our victory achieved competition is always ongoing. And we've also incorporated into it the Bongo the Sane's YOLG, which is his Year of Living Gamerishly. So basically what you do is you finish a game, you snap a selfie with the credits of a game you finished in the background, tweet that to @OC_podcast with the hashtag Victory Achieved and the hashtag YOLG if it's one of your YOLG titles. And then normally Bongo would retweet it, but at the moment, because he's on his holidays kissing Greg under the mistletoe, it's me. I am doing the retweet, so that is why everything's really slow this week. So apologies, but I do get around to retweeting them all, and I am making a list of everyone who's done it. So the people who have done a victory achieve this week are... We have got Hardly Dan, who's finished Rise, Son of Rome, and that was a YOLG title. Hardly Dan again, being a busy boy. Doctor Who, The Adventure Games, and that was a YOLG. We've got Daddy Ickin finished Whispering Willows, and that was one of his YOLG titles. Colin Alcars finished Game of Thrones, which was not a YOLG. PG Tips 77, who's finished a million games already, but still going through a rake of games. He's finished Inside. That wasn't on his YOLG list, but he's not counting anymore because he's hit the 50 mark, I think. I finished Murder Soul Suspect, and that was a YOLG. Yeah, so that's another one off my list. I think I finished 9 now, or 10. Daddy Ickin again finished Resident Evil Revelations 2, and that was a YOLG title. Teflon 12, our trivia master, he finished Injustice 2. I know he likes his fighting games. He keeps nagging me to go on Killer Instinct, and I do like Killer Instinct, but I don't go on because he'll probably kick my ass because I'm not right good at it. So he's finished that. Dinok TQ finished Beyond Two Souls, which was a YOLG. Amras 89 finished Rise, Son of Rome, like Hardly Dan did. I wonder if they're game sharing. I think they are. And that was a YOLG title for him. And I always say his name wrong, and I'm going to cock it up, and I am, but Dastardly Jabby.
You are happy.
Yeah, Chris Jellyman, he finished Trials of a Blood Dragon, and he actually put in his tweet he didn't like it, which I was surprised at, because me and Robin quite like that game. That was a YOLG title. And the last one is Hardly Dan again. Busy boy, he's done 3 this week. He's finished Metro Last Light. And he said that... Didn't say it was a YOLG, so I've put that down as a non-YOLGer. So those are the victories achieved, and they all get this special sound clip.
You all have a victories achieved! Victories achieved! You have one! Victories achieved!
Have you seen what Hadley Dan's put in the chat? That wasn't his mistletoe he was kissing there, to the right he want.
Oh my god, that made me choke.
In fact, we've got to see that again.
I missed that. I really missed that jingle.
That victory's achieved.
Yes. I don't remember. I know we were messing around and we were recording and it's become a thing. But I just, it's hilarious. And look, see, that just means Greg is still with us.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've put the picture back up now on the stream of the great bromance between Greg and Robin giving a big sloppy snog to each other. Oh, it was a YOLG. Don't worry, Dan, I'll change that to YOLG for your Metro Last Light. So
that was one of his YOLGs?
Yeah. So, I'll Robin will know.
That is.
When Robin comes back, he'll know what's what. So I've got it all on a list for him.
You're so good. I know, you're like our little secretary.
Yeah.
He does an awesome job.
And I mean that as a compliment. I'm not trying to be an ass.
Yeah, hello. Yeah. So what's next, boss?
Actually, we've kind of done this in about an hour, which surprises me.
That's crazy.
That's not bad.
I know.
Three of us. To say we've not really done that much. So we've done
but
well.
It doesn't feel like we've done anything. I was going through going, did I miss something in the notes? But we haven't missed squat. It's just, I know it's summer, and it being summer means most of us are busy doing summer things. Going
games.
On holiday, not playing a lot of games, and obviously news is not important in the summer in the gaming world. And then there are those of you that keep playing the same game over and over and over again.
I don't know what you mean.
That is.
I know. I do know, though, that definitely, Mark, you can join in on this with this, but we need to get a girls' night with the...
Hang on a minute.
That you're a girl, Mark.
Hang on a minute. You can join in on this. We need to have a girls' night. What are you trying to say?
No, you always played with the girls.
Yeah, I know I did, yeah. I used to love Friday night beers.
You were our token dude friend.
Yeah, I used to come home from work on my night shift and used to play Gears every Friday night with you guys in Gears 3. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so
but
good.
I had posted on a picture on Twitter that. What was the frag thing, Kim?
Oh, we flashbang ourselves.
I always flashbang. But when I do, I make sure I flashbang myself or something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is. Totally the way we play. I mean, and Mark knows this from experience. We do some of the craziest crap, and we come up with the craziest names for things.
Yeah.
We used to play Left 4 Dead. Always been screaming that I was getting ridden by those little horse jockey guys. Like, oh my God, he's riding me again. But,
and the decoy in Gears of War Horde mode, we used to call him Doug, don't we? Decoy Doug.
Yes, Decoy Doug. It was Doug Decoy, so that he would have like a real name.
Yes,
Doug Decoy. But he was the decoy, and we messed around with Nate and said that was a whole other person. He was like, oh, okay. He couldn't talk.
Poor Nate.
We totally screwed around. We had so much fun.
Gullible Nate.
I know, and he's such a sweet kid, very gullible, like you said. So see, coming in gaming with us could be detrimental to your health, actually.
But you'll have fun.
Yeah, if you ever play Rainbow Six Siege with Nicole, listen to her instructions. Don't go running off in the sort of like front and start tripping over C4 and grenades, because you get shouted at.
You get shouted at because you didn't fucking listen.
We need to play that again. That's a great game, is that? We need to play that again.
We do. We'll have to do that. We can probably do that next week.
Yeah.
So we can shout that out right now that we'll play.
Yeah, a week.
Rainbow Six Siege
a week
next tomorrow, week.
Yeah, next Sunday, because obviously some people might not listen to this while they're through the week. So next Sunday, which is the 23rd.
Sounds good to me.
Yep, we'll do Rainbow Six Siege on the Xbox One.
Yeah, because that was a lot of fun. And Mark knows, poor baby, probably still has the chew marks on his ass from me. And Kim knows this too, because she used to call me Sarge.
Yeah, you are.
But I play very tactically, and so I do turn into a drill sergeant. And I will scream at you.
Yeah.
She will.
So,
but it's, you know,
you're going to laugh at it because somebody's going to end up blowing up because they didn't listen.
I want to know about this now. Hadley Dan's put in the chat, don't forget your Minecraft Lady Garden. And she chokes on her beer.
My what?
Minecraft Lady Garden.
He's going to have to refresh my memory. I've had beer.
I don't play Minecraft, so...
Yeah.
No, we used to play Minecraft on PC all this time.
Yeah. We had... That realm had loads of problems. Half of the build would just disappear, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I also played with Hardly Dan and Amaris and Courtney and a couple of other people on their own private server.
All right, yeah.
And I remember doing I am very anal retentive about people picking flowers in my garden.
That's not a note.
I only partic- regular people can pick my flowers. No.
Well,
I used to yell about that too. I was like, don't pick the flowers. Or we would go hunting halfway across the world and get lost because I was gathering flowers.
Or if you Carol from The Walking Dead, oh, look at the flowers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Get that in the back of the head.
Did you know that that actually comes from the scene where the two girls are, their dad's passing away? There is actually a little sign that says something about looking at the flowers, and she tells them to look at the flowers in there while she kills their dad. Mm. Well, it doesn't kill him, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's
so, yeah, a little Easter egg for you. There's a lot of stuff I noticed after watching them over again, for the third time.
There's a lot of stuff like that in Game of Thrones as well. There's a lot of different series like that. There's little things what you don't pick up on, and if you watch it a second time, you think, oh, I never noticed that. Yeah.
Yeah, there's... I don't know that I'll watch Game of Thrones more than once. There's way too much stuff that I have to cover my eyes. And it's not that I'm a prude. It's just... I don't want to know. It's TMI. Keep your relationship to yourself. There are just a few things in there I just can't watch. I do have to close my eyes, which, you know, that's something I hope to God my child never watches. She has to be like 50, then maybe I'll consider it.
They need to bring Gendry back. And I'm just saying, he was hot, dude. Gendry, he was the guy that Anya was running around with there for a while.
Yeah.
Dude was hot, too, and he's gone. Sad. Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah. All right.
Either a drink.
No, I'm going to, I guess, because, I mean, we did zip through this.
Mm-hmm. We did good.
I know. I know. A whole hour. People are going to be shocked.
And you did well, you know.
This is what I posted in WhatsApp for those that are listening. Oh, look, there's 5 texts for me. Was that I was expecting epic fail. That way I wouldn't be disappointed. And there is the plus that, you know, I didn't drop my microphone like some people.
Nice.
I didn't say that. He's drunk right now. He'll never know I said it. No. So, wasn't as bad as I thought I would be. So, if you guys want to be a part of our conversation as we broadcast weekly, you can join us on Twitch at twitch.tv/OC Podcast. Oh my God, there's a lot of dots on that, so we'll just, you guys know how to find us. We do the show at 11 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. West Coast, which is where Greg and Robin are right now. It's 6 p.m. on the East Coast, which is 5 p.m. Central for me and Kim. They leave us out like we're nothing.
I know.
We're the middle. We're the most important.
If you ain't East Coast or you ain't West Coast, you know them. I'll add it for you. Sorry.
You're all right. You can email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us at ocpodcast.
OC_podcast.
Facebook group at fb.ocpod.com. And you know we like to hear how good or bad we have done. So leave us a review. Not going to hurt you. Take 2 minutes out of your busy little schedule, and we'll love you forever. And our love is what's important here, right? Yeah. OC Podcast has, like we said before, a club on Xbox One, the OC Podcast community on PS4, OC Podcast group on Steam. That's a new one. I must have missed that one.
Yep.
Oh, no. I've been with that one forever. I just don't get on Steam anymore. And then we have the OC Podcast server on Discord, which Mark set up a thing that if you do Twitch, we will put that you're broadcasting when you're broadcasting so that anybody that checks that Discord will know. So that's a way to get your name out there, too.
Yep.
So we will, like I said before, start with ladies first. So Mark, no, I'm just kidding, Mark. Do you want to lead us out with your closing comments?
Sure. You know, as always, it's a fun show. I love doing it with you guys. So, you know, thanks for having me. Howdy to our shouters out there. They, you know, they've kept the old shout box moving right along. Let's see. There's Hardly Dan. Rabbit Kirby 3K, RCGC, Soul Brother 1, Martin's been in there, Teflon 12, you know, they've all come along for the ride, so, you know, thanks for that. And Nicole, I congratulate you. Like I said, you did a good job. I know you were a little worried, but you've done fine. I'm proud of you. I'll never do it.
It's combust, so I'm good.
I'll never do it, so I'm proud of you. So, you know, good job.
Appreciate
it. How about you, Mark?
Yeah, I want to shout out Nicole again for first primary hosting duties. You did superb, and once you get your first one out of your way, like I did with the E3 one, you don't feel as nervous next time, because I can't wait to do my next hosting. So yeah, to everyone who enjoys Game of Thrones,
Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
So yeah, can't wait for that tomorrow. To Greg and Robin, I hope one of them used Vaseline, because they may be sore the next morning. Well, did you hear what Greg said on the last podcast? You didn't listen. You haven't listened, have you yet? Oh, yeah. It was. Me and Fraser afterwards couldn't believe it. Listen to the outtakes. So yeah, and then over to you, Nicole.
All right. Thank you guys for helping me with this and supporting me, and to Jason for his kind words as well. Everybody in the chat. I didn't get to go in the chat today because I was multitasking, and I can't multitask. I have, like, sheets of paper all over here, and the show notes, and then, you know, Kim's gerbils decided to overdose on the meth.
I know.
And thank you all for, like I said, supporting me. And I want to wish my parents, who will never in their lives listen to this show, because my dad would probably still beat me even at my age, a happy 51st wedding anniversary. They will be married 51 years of tomorrow.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
And my niece, her birthday is Monday, a big old 19-year-old.
Wow.
So, or is it 20? I don't know. It's been a while.
Either way.
I know. No, it's 19. I had to think about that. I'm like, I had to do math.
The tank top math, plus or minus 5?
Oh, God, no, because then she'd be, yeah, no, that would really screw things. I can't do tank top math. I don't know how he does that. Follow us on Facebook. Look us up individually. Smack Mark around on Twitter for, you know, not paying attention. It's all good. He likes that anyway. He's into that kind of thing.
Yep. Ball and gags, whole nine yards.
Yep. And we're out of here. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
Still ringing. Why is it still ringing?
I'm ringing Nicole, so it might be about what you can hear. I don't know.
Aha. All right, so I'm not going insane.
Not yet.
Well, yeah. Howdy, howdy.
Hello.
Hi.
My computer's scrolling when it shouldn't be scrolling. Asshole.
What is my hair doing? Weird shit.
Probably better than mine.
Yours is in a ponytail.
Yep.
God damn it. That, because it's backwards?
Yeah, right?
Messed me up.
Lightning has been detected near your location.
Yeah, thanks. Fuck off.
Alright, clear.
Yay.
Woohoo! It's okay. See, just don't pay attention to me when I talk. That's fine. I'm used to it. It happens at home a lot. So you didn't trip over yourself once. You did good. Mm-hmm. Oh, and just take the damn compliment, woman. Yeah, because I kind of need to. I've barely scratched Gears 4. I'm sad to say.
I've not finished it yet.
Well, let me help you scratch it. Which sounds extra gross. And I'm glad Mark isn't still recording.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Well, that'll be on the outtake.
Yeah, that's another outtake.
I'm ready for a nap. So, I had a cast all the way up to my hip. You can imagine what a bitch it was trying to go to the bathroom.
Yep, been there, done that.
Said we were going to go home and make salsa. And he goes, you know how to make salsa? And I was like, yeah. He goes, did you have to do that because it didn't come in jars when you were a kid?
I know.
All right, guys. I'm going to go because if not, I'm going to pee my pants.
We can't have that.
No, and I love y'all, but we don't need that show. Big 50 Shades of Yellow. Just kidding. Mark, I don't want to hear that on the outtakes.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
See, some people say,
come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, VGHub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.